Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. Happy 2024. This is our first episode. We're also recording this on January 1st. So it truly is 2024 for us as well.
Getting the year started right.
So for today's episode, this has been a pretty popular trend on mostly TikTok, but I've seen it on other social media platforms as well. And it was also a thing last year.
Yeah.
But we're doing ins and outs of 2024. If you're unfamiliar with the trend, it's basically just people saying things that they want to start implementing in the new year or things that they want to get rid of in the new year.
So, well, eventually we've each crafted our own little list. It was easier for me to come up with different ins, which I think is good because it's like the ins are probably more positive and just like you're trying to be a better person or like they're not all like self-help type stuff. They can be whatever you want. But I was having a harder time coming up with my outs, but I do have some things on there. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that. We're going to start by just chatting about life recently, and we'll do our book updates, we'll do our weekly spotlight and all of that. If you are new or haven't been listening a whole lot, or if you've been listening for a while, maybe send an episode, one of your favorites, to a friend that might like to listen, because
And if you are that friend,
grow the audience.
Hello, welcome, please listen to the whole thing. So book update, I have great news. So I had set a goal to read 50 books for 2023. Megan and I also both use Goodreads. I feel like some people ask like every once in a while which app we use to track our reading. Goodreads is by far the most popular one. It's the only one that we use. And they have like a yearly goal that you can set, you know, at the start of every year. So we've already started our 2024 reading goals. And I had set mine for 50 and I hit it right on the money yesterday, December 31st of 2023. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there's no way I'm not hitting this goal. So I finished reading When in Rome. I gave it 4 stars.
I have been, like, I've met my goal quite a while ago because I had made my goal to be 45 books for last year, and I read 58 books. So I've been kind of just cruising, hanging out. This year I upped my book goal to 50 books, which obviously I already did that this past year, but I just didn't want to like jump too far ahead, especially like if the books I read are perhaps a little bit longer or whatever. So 50 books is my goal for this year. And I love getting on like the new year and like seeing all the people I follow, like they're updating their reading goal. They're like, this is what I want to do. This is my intention for the year.
Starting the year off right. I set my goal to be at 50 again as well this year, essentially, like since I hit it right on. And also like I didn't have a dog at the beginning of the year and then I got a dog and that made it harder to read. So I'll be happy if I can just keep the same pace as I had last year. I did set kind of like another reading goal in my head for myself of like not just a number goal, but I pretty much exclusively read fiction. And so I've set a goal for myself to read at least 3 nonfiction books this year.
Do you feel like, and maybe you have like no thoughts at all, but it's like, do you think they're gonna be like memoirs or
that's kind of perhaps? I still like a story element to it, and so I definitely think like Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, or is it Green Light, I don't know, I think that would for sure be one of them. And I've read memoirs in the past where I still like that element of storytelling, but obviously it's like a little bit more of like a life lesson probably somewhere in there.
Yeah, you could do Jeanette McCurdy's books since everyone
I could
rave so much about that.
But if you guys have read nonfiction books and you have like a good one for me, I'm not really into like the self-help type of book, so I probably wouldn't read that if it was recommended to me, but I'm open to other like nonfiction, not memoir books.
Yeah.
If they're highly acclaimed by you guys.
I am reading Act of War still. I'm hopeful to maybe, like, if I was really doing a good job through the rest of today, I could finish it today.
Because I think don't know. How much do you have left?
I have over 100 pages still.
There's no offense. No way. If we're doing this podcast and then if we're going to trivia, there's just
You're probably right. But anyways.
I started ACOTAR.
I've been bargaining with Sierra. I was like, the more... You guys know I've kind of like been on this journey where I've been just like not sure how I felt about it, but I feel like the more into the series I get, I'm also being like bombarded with more like related content on like TikTok or like different memes of stuff, and I really feel like I'm just getting like a deeper connection to the world and the characters, and this book has also been my favorite book so far of the series, I think, and it's also like the further you get in the series, and it's probably like as relatable to a lot of fantasy series, but you start to like think back to other things that happened earlier in the series and like how you didn't know what you know now. So it's like it gives you like that element of like almost like wanting to reread it again, which is something mm-hmm. you only do for books you really like. So basically all that being said, I'm like, Sierra, you need to start ACOTAR just so you can like join the world with me.
And I was holding off because like I said, I was right on the money for hitting my reading goal, and the ACOTAR series tends to have
at least the first books. Book is like a normal length book.
Yeah, but I wanted to like hold off, so I was like, Megan, I need to read quick snappy books to finish my goal. So yeah, I'm literally only like two chapters in, so I have pretty much no thoughts. Otherwise, what other stuff do we have reading wise
next? I want to reread Book Lovers, I'm pretty sure. I love Emily Henry's books. I'm in like a reread mood. And then, I don't know, the next book in the ACOTAR series is, like, that super short one, so, like, that would be an easy one to, like, do next. But I don't know. I'm pretty open. I've got, like, a couple different books still that...
Is it that short one and that it's, like, the long...
It's the short one, and then that long last one. That's the last two.
Is that, like, that the series is done?
No. Apparently, it's not. I think... So, originally, what I found out, the first three books, it was supposed to be just a trilogy, I think. Okay. And then I think slowly, based on, like, the... How popular the series has gotten, like, she's... increase it. I don't really know what the short one's about, but I know the last one is from different characters' POV, and so
I think one is from Nesta's point of view, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the last one. Oh, okay. Look at you, even like knowing the
characters. See, I already knew that, like going into it. I was like, oh, she has her own book, I think.
Yeah, and I think I've heard that she's working on like there will be more, but I don't know. So I also saw you like at a Throne of Glass tier. Want to read?
I like know that it's something I do want to read at some point.
You should probably put Assassin's Blade first.
I do need to do that probably. If we're gonna be a prequel first household.
Yeah. So those are kind of my reading updates. We do have a bunch of Barnes and Noble gift cards though, so like there could be a Barnes and Noble trip in my future, and that could completely mess up the order in which I'm gonna read these.
And I do have a couple other quick like rom-com books. Like I have Mrs. Nash's Ashes that I want to read at some point.
The Friend Zone.
Yeah. Got a couple Abby Jimenez books that I could read. So, but also, we're excited for a fun start to the reading.
Our book videos or our book podcast episodes coming up this weekend, actually, I believe. Mm-hmm. Sierra and I are going to be posting a video on our YouTube channel of our top 23 books of 2023. And it's a list that we have crafted based on books that we have both read in 2023. Which was just over 23 books, so we picked and organized our collective thoughts in order. So, should be fun. Okay, I think that what we're going to do, because we had this plan of just recapping you guys on like our New Year's / long weekend anyways, and we didn't have either of us, like a particularly, like, this was a weekly spotlight.
And we just watched the Iowa game. And that was not a spotlight.
No. And so we're just going to stick to doing like a recap, our 3-day weekend, like having a 3-day weekend.
Well, mine was not the 3-day weekend, but it was like a 2.5-day weekend. Yeah. I had to work. Since I didn't work on Christmas, I shifted my schedule for Tuesday through Saturday, but Saturday was like a short day, so I worked a half day.
So you'll take it.
2.5 days.
So if you guys know us, you know that we are never really like... We don't go out a lot. Like, it's not really what we do. The first time we ever even went out in...
Was in grad
college
school.
Was in grad school. Because we just never had... I wouldn't say, like... I would say we didn't have interest, but we also, like, didn't have, like, a friend group that we felt comfortable, like, going and doing
and
that.
We also, like, we still don't drink, but, like, we were never, like, going to, like, you know, go drink. And even now, stuff feels awkward to, like, go out just the two of us because we don't drink.
Yeah.
So, you know... mental hurdles there.
Anyways, so we had decided, because you may be wondering, if you don't really like doing that much, like, why go? That's a good question. We just wanted to...
Did you even say that we went out for New Year's?
I think so. Maybe not.
I thought you were like,
we did go out for New Year's.
Go
out. Mostly, I think we both just wanted to kind of force ourselves outside of our comfort zone a little bit. And in our whole, like, I don't want to say, like, the only reason we went out was to, like, try and meet people. Because, like, realistically, I know that, like, I wasn't really going to go up and, like, mingle with other people. And this is probably, like, a flaw I'm just further realizing within myself.
No, we can, like, introspectively.
Let's deep dive.
All right.
We were trying to come up with ideas, first of all.
Well, here, let's backtrack a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not
historically
organizing myself well.
For New Year's Eve, Megan and I have always been the people that don't do anything
and
on
there's
New Year's.
Nothing like
there's truly nothing wrong with that. Like, genuinely, I most of the time, like, next year I could very well be sitting on my couch, like, you know, watching the ball drop and, like, that is fine. And I know that a lot of people, like, overhype and get annoyed with how hyped up New Year's Eve is, and so, like, I recognize that, like, I'm not saying you have to go out to have a good time, but Meg and I have always been kind of like, you know, like, grass is greener on the other side. Like, we've never experienced going out.
I think that part of the thought process for this year was that, and we had talked about last week too, like, our kind of, like, dating app hiatus. It was kind of like, if the goal is to, like, maybe rely less on dating apps, like, me staying in my house is not going to be fruitful at all.
And it's also, so, it's not just dating. It's, like, trying to meet other people, like we talked about last week, I think.
And obviously,
like, wanting, like, to build a community.
There's other ways, like, besides going out to bars and whatnot to, like, meet people. But we just thought, like,
New Year's,
like,
let's... What are you supposed to do?
And I think between the both of us, too, we have always been, like, if it's just the two of us, like, we don't want to go out because, like, we are not going out people. So we're, like, this could be a not fun mix. We'll get into that. And so, but, like, we at least tried it, okay? So at the very least, we tried it, and we can solidify or not solidify.
Or, like, we can always, like,
prior thoughts.
Change things, try different places, different types of events.
Or, like, we had asked one of our friends if, like, she wanted to join us, and, like, she kind of was going to at first, and then, like, it fell through, and we just decided to go anyways. We should have, we had a couple different options we were considering, and I think that in the future, we need to continue to prioritize, like,
what we
want to do. Yeah. What's going to lead to us having the most fun, regardless of anything else that's happening. And the reason I say that is because we were kind of stuck between two final options for what we were debating between. And one was, like, just a generic, like, we did have to pay a cover for either of these options. But one was, like, a generic, there's a DJ at this place, come hang out. Yeah. And then the other one was a different place, and they were doing a Taylor Swift night. And so in my head, I was kind of like, well, I like Taylor Swift. I'd probably have a good time there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think both of us also kind of thought, like, maybe that niche down, like,
the guys that would be there.
And maybe it would have been a green flag, though, if they would have been there.
Yeah.
But then I feel like they would have had, like, a girlfriend that convinced them to go there.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, the place that we ended up going to, it seemed like most of the people that were there, like, were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Anyways,
the DJ at the place we went to, we were not impressed with just at all. And so being that we're not there really socializing because, like, we're with each other all day, being that
we're kind of on the dance floor. We just have to look so strange.
And, like, we were having a bad time, but, like, if I'm not, like, I wasn't having, like, a good, amazing time, you know? And my face certainly shows that. I'm not, like, I could be having a completely content, fine time, and I'm going to look like I'm having a terrible time because, like, I'm so,
and, like, I wouldn't even necessarily claim that, like, either of us have an RBF or anything, but we're definitely very, like, stoic in our natural
and maybe, like, standoffish
state.
Looking and, like, yesterday we stayed long enough to be there for the countdown at midnight, and then we shortly left after because we were like, I think we're done here. So,
which is too bad, like, because I'm not even opposed to, like, I do generally like to dance and stuff. Like,
no,
you know,
I would say
with good songs.
When we went out the couple times we did in grad school, where we actually had, like, some friends we were with, and there was, like, one bar specifically that I think usually had, like, pretty good music, like, I would have a pretty good time going and, like, dancing and singing. But if that's not a component that I can partake in, then I'm quite literally just, like, standing around twiddling my thumbs. doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I look like I'm not having a good time because I'm probably not having a good time.
And so like, then I was like, that's then we talk about how we look standoffish. We are standoffish. No, I want to
come up and I'm not going up to anyone.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I even like, not that like too many people came up to talk to us anyways, but like even when people like do come up to talk, I'm like, well, what do you want?
I'm like, you know? What is wrong with me?
So like, what am I expecting? What am I hoping happens? No. I don't know.
I'm kind of,
I should go to therapy for this.
I think this solidified that like, this isn't a way for me to like meet people. This isn't the setting because like, it's just not, I can tell it like doesn't work for me is what I'm saying. So yeah. We at least.
Anyway, let's talk about why I didn't like the DJ. Because the DJ, A, the music that they played, it's probably pretty popular and normal like club, dancey, bar music. But Meg and I like don't know a lot of those songs because we like don't go out a lot. And so everyone would be like, oh, like, yeah, like running to the dance floor. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. I've never heard this before. And he also, I just feel like his mixing was not very good. Like to get into his, you know, some technical critiques, he would like pause the music.
It was like offbeat.
Yeah.
But he'd be like doing it where he thinks people are like singing, which like people were singing, but like not loud enough to like necessitate like pause. It being on for one word. Pause.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just not great. Not great.
So yeah, overall, I'm glad that we tried something different. The contrary was us just doing the same thing
that we have done every year.
And
that we will possibly return to doing.
But, you know, at least we saw how the other side lived for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Got a dress and a cute little outfit.
Yeah. So that was that. That was our New Year's. And I don't really have anything else to add to that. I did eat some grapes, but it was not at midnight. But they had like a charcuterie board spread, and I was like looking through the table, and I was like, I don't even know what half this food is. So I saw some grapes, which I knew what grapes
were.
That's
gotta be safe.
So had some grapes, had like a little bit of salami or whatever. We got free Coke. Yeah.
Because Megan went up to go get drinks, and
he was like, do you have a tab open? And I was like, no. And I was like trying to hand him my card, and he's like, just, it's whatever.
He's like, it's not worth my time.
And that's like another thing where it's like
not bad.
No, it was actually it wasn't too bad. But that's like another thing where it's just like, and I'm probably the only one internalizing this, but I'm just like, it just feels off. Like the going out, like there's certain reasons people like going out, and we are actively like disliking all of those things.
Like we're not dancing, we're not drinking. What are we doing there?
We're not really surprised. So, anyways, we tried it. It allowed us something to reflect upon to really, like, give some factualization behind thoughts. And
what are you saying?
It just solidified my thoughts, I guess, on how I do in that setting.
Yeah.
It's weird, too, because, like, I think that what I would describe it as is, like, more of, like, an overthinking type of thing. And, like, I also, like, am not going to fake enjoy, like, things just to... like say I'm having a good time. Like if I'm not enjoying something, like I'm not gonna say I am. And where was I going with this?
I don't know.
I had a train of thought, I promise, but I don't recall what it was now.
Anyway, lesson learned. If we do or do not go out again anytime in the future, we may let you know if we change things up and see if that makes a difference.
Oh, I remember my train of thought. Like, some people, I think, would be like, oh, are you guys, like, socially anxious? But I don't feel that way. Or, like, I don't feel, at least, like, the normal, like, description of anxiety, like, people, like, literally having, like, heart beating, like, super anxious, nervous, clammy, like, I don't feel that. I just feel kind of, like, a dread of not wanting to do something, at least, like, initially. Like, getting us to go inside, that's a different story. Because that took a while. Because it seemed like no one was there.
Empty.
It seemed like no one was there. It was not completely empty when we went inside, so maybe everyone just like Ubered, but like the parking lot was suspiciously empty, so it took us quite a while to like go inside. Anyways, so I don't know like what you describe, like what is like, what's the reason, what's the why?
I don't know.
So
something to explore further.
Yeah,
for 2024.
all this is being said more so for your guys' entertainment and like maybe relatability, not necessarily for critique also.
For some specific audience members who like to critique everything we do or say.
Yeah.
Anyways, should we get into our ins and outs for 2024? Sure. Okay. So, I need to open up my note. My first in of 2024 is car rides. Specifically, getting over my fear of long car rides. And by fear, I mean that in the sense of like, before 2023, I think the longest car ride I had been on was when I went to Florida, and that was like 24 hours collectively. It was the worst thing ever. I'm still not willing to go that far, but I think the experience we had on that car ride and how like negatively I viewed it, I was like, I'm not going
like on a long car ride
ever again. And this past year we went on like three long car rides. It was Cincinnati, Wisconsin, and then North Dakota, ranging from like 7 to 10 hours for all of those. And two of them, Meg and I drove. One of them, we were just passengers. But I was like, you know what? This length of car ride is not that bad. And I feel like I've been limiting myself to like when I want to go on trips and stuff. Like, well, I have to fly somewhere. That's like worth it. Or I've said like, well, I don't want to drive, you know, to this place. It's too far for me to drive. And so I'm trying to like get over that fear and say, you know what? You're not limited to places that you need to fly to or like places within like only 3 hours of driving. Because you've proved that you are capable of driving farther distances and you're holding yourself back. So, in long car rides, maybe.
I have my first in is digital cameras.
I have that as an in as well.
I have been since mid, like probably for the past 6 months, primarily been using our G7X for photos. I honestly should try again like a habit of like taking it more consistently, just like when I'm going places or doing things, because like I just feel like it doesn't take much for it to get a good picture.
Well, here's the funny thing is I feel like you say this and a lot of people would like automatically think like, oh, like trying that hard for a photo like makes it seem more vain. But really, it's almost like you're trying less hard because it looks so much better than 90% of phone pictures that like you only have to take like a couple pictures.
No, it seriously is like
you're done.
I don't even know the last time I Instagrammed something where the first picture was from a picture I taken on my phone. Because, like, I'll include phone pics on, like, dumps and stuff. But I usually like to have, like, a more feed-appropriate cover photo. And, like, I only take, especially because that camera can sometimes be freaking annoying, but I only take so many photos with that where I'm like, okay, we're done now. Because it is a flash. It's kind of obnoxious sometimes. So, like, we can only try so many times. But usually, like, I get a good picture versus like the 1 in 100 of the iPhone pictures that you're like quickly tapping through to see if you get a good one. So it's just, and I haven't bought any of these other ones, like the G7X we've had for a while. It's an expensive digital camera, but we had it for vlogging anyways. But I've seen like some pretty impressive TikToks of people who are showing like pretty cheap digital cameras and like what they end up looking like. And I've sent a couple to Maggie because she, after he visited Cincinnati, was like wanting to get a digital camera for Instagram pictures. So I sent her like a couple different TikToks that were pretty persuasive. I don't remember what the cameras were, but I would say it's a trend to jump on.
Should we go all ins or like switch off between ins and outs?
I don't care. I have fewer outs.
Okay, well, I'm going to do my out next. One of my outs. My first out is fast fashion. And I feel like I need to preface everything by saying, obviously, fast fashion is some people's only way of getting trendy clothing at an affordable price that they can manage. Okay, now that's out of the way. If you can afford to buy clothing that is not fast fashion, you should do so. Because fast fashion supports labor with poor pay. Mm-hmm. Lots of labor with poor pay is what I'm saying. And the pieces are often not made well. You go through clothing a lot faster. It's also like a lot of just trendy pieces. And, you know, trends come and go very quickly. Therefore, you get rid of those clothes fast and then you need to buy more. And while it's cheaper for you, you know, while you're buying it, it generally leads to overconsumption and overpaying for stuff anyways. So I say this as someone who like generally doesn't partake in fast fashion, I would say. Just as a reminder for you guys to you don't need to spend like $100 on a t-shirt, but just try and see where your clothing is made. See if you can pay a fair price for a decent article of clothing.
I also think like that a mindset of like holding off on like that initial want to get something is like would help a lot of people avoid like fast fashion purchases. Like if you're only like shopping every once in a while and you're going on and like you can do the thing where you're like adding stuff to your cart, but then like wait a second.
Yeah.
And I feel like give it like a week, come back, and unless you were like dying to have like those pieces with you immediately, then like you're probably gonna be fine mm-hmm. without it.
Like even if I'm like scrolling through TikTok sometimes and people are saying like, oh, like here's this shirt, and I think initially like, oh, like that looks cute, but they say it's from like Shein or something, I'm like instantly like, oh, I'm never buying that.
Yeah.
Like there are just certain websites that I'm like, I'm never going to buy from that website because I am in a fortunate enough spot that I don't need to like Temu rely on
whatever the other ones
yeah.
are. The amount of emails we've gotten for Temu partnerships, oh my god.
Oh really? Megan's in charge of like yeah. our business.
It's ridiculous. Stuff. Okay. My second in.
You have to do your out.
Oh sorry. My first out, this might have been included because this is the one you showed me earlier. Yucking People's Yum is out for 2024. And here's what I mean. This is like kind of specific because just being
a hater
negative and a hater is not yucking people's yum. It is okay to have an opinion.
To be a hater.
And to be a hater sometimes. The issue, like this is when it's not appropriate. Someone is actively, like during conversation,
expressing saying how much
they enjoy something, a person, food, game, TV, like whatever it is, they're expressing their pure enjoyment for said item. And then someone else just decides to jump in and say, I hate that. I hate that so much. No one asked. I just think it's like, we're not engaging in a conversation to be like, you like this or you don't like it. Someone's just having a good time, minding their own business. It's different if you're engaging in like a conversation that's like wanting to like know someone's opinions, or like if you're getting to know someone, like there's a difference between mm-hmm. that and then like someone who's just jumping in to offer like,
oh, I hate that.
I hate that. That's like, when it's yucking people's yum.
I love this new song that just came out on the radio. Oh, I hate that. Like I heard that, you know, last week, hated it. You're like, awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. So there is a difference because like I will be the first to admit that like,
you know, I love the way it feels to be a hater.
Yeah. You know, there are certain things where that's how you just get your feelings out and it feels good, but not in that setting, not in that way.
Also, I just love how that phrase sounds. Don't yuck my yum. Mm-hmm. Okay, my next in, because we already said digital cameras. My next in is sunscreen. I started implementing wearing sunscreen daily in 2023, and I,
you know, it's bad
plan
about
to
me.
Continue
the
doing
sun
so.
Goes away, so does my sunscreen use.
Like in the winter?
Yeah.
The sun does not go away, though.
It gets cloudy.
They say that makes the sun shine more. I don't know the best way to say that.
Well, point is, I have not been
as on top of it. And that's why we're going to be one of those people. We're going to be a case study when we're like both 80. And I'll be like, look at Sierra's skin. This is the identical twin that wore sunscreen every day. And her skin is so much less wrinkled and so much less spotty than this twin who didn't wear sunscreen every day.
I need to get better at it again.
And you got to start now because you're not going to realize until later. You're like, you know, I should have worn some sunscreen. And it's easy enough. I do my moisturizer and then I do my sunscreen. And someone's probably going to tell me that's the wrong order.
With my super goop, I would mix it with my moisturizer.
I use my La Roche-Posay sunscreen. Anthelios or whatever it is. But yeah. Obviously, like, to say, like, I've noticed this, like, benefit.
No.
I just hope years from now, you know, I reap the benefits.
Okay, my next in is hosting. Yeah. I have this idea of like, I would love to be someone who could like host a random get together, or even like we don't have like whenever we do family stuff, like, it's never at our house. And in theory, it could be. It just never is. So I think it would be good to take on more of a hosting role and to kind of, like, put a little more effort into something like that. So
I like that idea. Kind of goes in line with, like, you know, the book club that I may or may not ever start.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to be able to host something like that.
So that was my second one.
Okay. Are we going through outs now? My second out, and I've been implementing this, and I encourage all of you to do so. Social media notifications are out. You don't need to know what's going on social media. At least, like, not generally.
Not in real time.
You know? You don't need to know that Amanda liked your Instagram photo. You'll see that when you get on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Facebook, like, you don't need notifications on.
You don't need to check that stuff. Quickly. Speaking of Twitter, X, whatever. Yeah. Did anyone else realize that their Instagram, not Instagram, their X algorithm has changed in, like, the past 2-3 weeks?
To, like, because this morbid stuff Sierra that's going and I, on?
Because we just did an episode not that long ago where we were talking about what your social media says about you. And when I tell you that my X specifically was, like, just sports stuff, like, 99% of it, that's what it was, and that's what I was used to, and I felt like that was, like, that's what I was expecting to go on and see. And then in the past, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I'm getting, like, way more specifically, there's, like, a morbid knowledge account, and Sierra was saying she's been getting the same mm-hmm. thing. Granted, because they keep showing it on that For You page,
like, I am looking at it
and reading it, and then I'm like, well, stop showing up, because I don't want to read whatever it is. They're just, like, weird stories of random things happening or that have happened before. And then also I've been getting a lot more just, like, Twitter back in the day is kind of how I would describe it, where it's just, like, random tweets that are, like, these are not from, like, popular accounts or from, like, well-known people. It's just, like, random people who I'm now seeing, like, a tweet of theirs that, like, went viral. I don't know. That's how I would describe it. And I'm just, it's been weird because that's not usually what my Twitter looks like. So
let us know if your X has updated. And it's like, I don't know. I don't even know what I use X for at this point.
It's been confusing me because I'm like,
this is kind of interesting, I guess. But, like, what am I going on this app for? What am I looking for?
So anyways, back to what you were saying. Not having notifications on.
Yeah. I think this started mostly, like, when we started getting popular, like, more followers and stuff. It just became, like, annoying to get that many notifications. But now I just think no one needs notifications. Like,
yeah.
If your follower count is 2 people or 1 million people, it's just telling you if someone commented something or liked something.
In for the new year.
Yeah. I like to be able to see when people text me.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's more, like, people that I actually know that are asking something of me, and therefore I should respond. But I get, like, the energy, you know?
Yeah.
I personally am just implementing that and, like, no notifications from apps and stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. My next out is ugly nails. And this is, like,
I have biting my nails.
At me is what this is for. I just, like, pretty nails are in, clean hands. I would say jewelry, but, like, I don't realistically ever wear jewelry. I love the look of people who are, like, clean, fresh nails. Maybe they're painted or not. And some jewelry. Love the look of that. That's, like, my vibe in theory. But, like, in practice,
it's probably never going to get there. Everyone has, like, a theoretical vibe. And then they really, their vibe in practice.
Yeah. There is no elaboration except for the fact that, like, I need to take
I'm 24 years old. I need to stop biting my nails.
Mm-hmm. So, I wish there was more, but that's it.
That was one of my outs as well. Okay. My next in, sweet treats.
We already had some sweet treats today. A couple ice cream sandwiches.
I've long implemented sweet treats, but I feel like it's, like, becoming more and more talked about, like, on social media and stuff too. Like, oh, like, it's sweet my treat
sweet
clock.
Treat outfit. If you don't, like, people who, like, don't have sweet treats at home, so then you just, like, go in their sweet treat outfit to go
and get a sweet treat. Yeah. I mean, I'm a lover of sweet treats. Typically always have ice cream on hand. We just had some ice cream sandwiches when we were at Dad's house. It just is a good pick-me-up. And it's also, like, if you go somewhere to, like, get a sweet treat, it's a fun little outing.
Mm-hmm. You only get so many outings.
And it's, like, also, you know how some people, I mean, everyone goes and gets sweet treats, but, like, it's not like, oh, like, let's go grab a drink. It's like, let's go grab a sweet treat.
Yeah. Or like the idea of like, we don't really do this, but like we have gone and like ordered Pizookies to go before, or like just like going to get like
get your something treat. Going to get our cookies from Crumble. Yes. Or Insomnia.
Yeah, we've been big like cookie girls the past few months, because I'd be like, I don't really get the idea of Insomnia or Crumble, because I always was kind of like, you could just make cookies at home, which granted we have been doing that as well, or sometimes if I'm thinking about it at the store, like I'll get the cookies at the store, but it's just kind of more so like the idea of like
you want someone else to make it for you.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what the purpose of the restaurant and food industry is. Someone else is doing it. My next in is wholesome friend groups. This is something I have wholesome friends, but like a group of them.
What's your ideal like friend group size?
It's a good question. I feel like, and this is far fetched, because like this would be like in the perfect of ideal worlds, I want my friend group to also be like me and my significant others. What am I saying? Me and my friends and our significant others. Like we're all collectively like a solid friend group that everyone enjoys. I feel like if there was like three other girls, me, you, three other girls, and then any significant others
can join.
That's a good number.
I agree. I was going to say 3 to 4.
Okay. Similar vibe.
For a total of 5 or 6.
Give or take.
That's the math behind that.
So, wholesome friend group. They're in for 2024.
I know. I really, like, I am trying to figure out.
You could try Bumble BFF and see if you like it.
I could. But I have to make a whole new account. You have to
respond within 24 hours. Did you know that?
I think
it kind of makes it annoying, but
I think so. I don't know.
Some people would also like put their Instagrams though in case like you didn't respond within time, but also like I don't like doing that either.
I'm not opposed. I'm also not loving the idea.
Yeah.
But
do not you're know. Out next.
My next out is kind
of
my last.
And then like since we're gonna run out of outs, we'll just like rapid fire ins at the end and hopefully end on a positive note.
This was my last out because I already said bye to my nails. Waiting for things to happen. This is like going, you know, I feel like in our like existential like crisis.
I have an
mode.
Out. Overthinking is an out for me. Overthinking. Out.
Stop doing it. Waiting for things to happen is out in the sense that I feel like I've always just kind of been like waiting like for friends to find me, waiting for like a significant other to find me, like waiting for.
It is time to take the power back.
This stuff. We are taking the power back. And I don't necessarily know what that means yet because I'm trying to still figure out what that means for me. Like trying to like make progress towards like finding friends, finding community, all that stuff that I was talking about in the last episode without like pushing it too hard where it's like the only thing that I'm trying to do is like I'm trying to do this stuff to make friends. Like I'm trying to do this to like find someone to date because I don't want it to be like that like ulterior motive as well. So yeah, I don't have an answer for that one of what I'm going to do, but it's waiting for things to happen is out.
I have two more outs. One is doom scrolling. Just like at the end of the night, I feel like the more you're on social media, the more you start to compare yourselves to other people, and it's just not healthy. So that's out for next year, this year. And then my last one is TikTok shop / overconsumption.
Oh, wait. I just realized I had one that I didn't even say, but it was Amazon storefront and TikTok shop.
I just feel like this isn't new, but, like, especially at the end of this past year, like, everything is being shown to us just to be sold
to us. I know. I'm like, stop trying to sell me something.
For, like, everyone's just trying to make commission. And it is, like, normal people now. Like, the ability to just like market anything without having an audience because of things like the Amazon storefront or TikTok shop, and like it's not all bad because I understand people are just like trying to make money, but it's always presented in such a way where like they're trying to be genuine, but they're just trying to sell you, and like at the end of the day that's what they're doing. People buy into it, and I just think we need to stop.
We live in a society Like, mm-hmm. I agree. It's hard to, like, get mad at the individual person because, like, you know, everyone's just trying to get theirs where they can.
Yeah.
But, like, when you see it so often, it's, like, every time you're scrolling, it's, like, someone's selling you something. I'm just, like, you're literally only making this TikTok raving about these pajama pants so that someone else will buy them from you.
Yeah.
To make money. We need a little bit more authenticity than that. And like Megan and I, we've, you know, obviously, like, we are influencers. Like, we have been.
I think there's less dirty ways to go about trying to do the commission business. Yeah. And, like, we hardly make any money off of commissions. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just because I feel dirty constantly promoting something that, like, no one really cares about. So those are all my outs. And now we can jump into some more of the ins for 2024. Finish up with those.
I had one more.
Just one more?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Going to the movies.
Why did I have that in mine? What? I said movies in theaters is in. I feel like we're finally starting to get, like, good movie production again. And, like, movies are coming out more frequently.
To me,
you know, honestly. Sucks, you guys? Last year, like, I swear at the beginning of last year, were we not talking about Sierra and I eventually were going to become AMC A-listers to get our money's worth? And there are no longer any more AMCs around. Last one closed. So,
well, in our area.
Well, yeah.
To clarify, everyone else that's, like, listening that has AMC A-list is like, what?
So, yeah. Now we have, like, different movie theaters we can go to, but, like, I don't think any of them have as good of a deal as that one.
Yeah. I think some of them technically still do have some sort of program that we should look into.
What they
want. We just need to pick, like, what our theater is going to be and then see what they've got.
Yeah.
I have, you know, Megan and I have been movie girls. Like, we, even in undergrad. I've always
been pro movie theater.
We would always, like, love to go to movies.
First of all, the experience, the popcorn, the food, it forces you to get your money's worth and pay attention to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I like going and, like, watching the previews for other movies while you're in the theater so you can see what else is coming out.
You know what I don't like? How many ads they're playing before movies now? Like, it used to just be only trailers, and now it's, like, more ads than trailers.
Yeah.
So I don't like that. But yeah, we just went and saw The Iron Claw. Loved that one. And I just love, like, going to the movies. It's dark outside. Like, a little nightly activity.
It's good for winter. Mm-hmm. It really is.
So, love it. Love the movies. We'll continue to go to the movies.
In water. I don't drink enough water. It's been particularly bad at the end of this past year. Like, to the point where, like, most of the time I'm not even bringing a water bottle to my workouts.
I don't really drink water at the gym either.
I know that, like, my legs are more crampy and, like, sore than they probably otherwise would be. So, Sierra actually was talking about getting a water bottle that would maybe have, like, the time on it to, like, kind of gamify drinking water so that we're more motivated to do that. Wouldn't be a bad idea at this point. So I have 7 more ins.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Sit back and relax.
I will.
Creativity in the kitchen is in.
I always feel, like, re-inspired at the start of the new year to, like, get creative with the types of food that we make.
That brings us back to always kind of, like, the meals that we stick with are the ones that are easy, reheat well, and taste good. Like, pretty simple. That's all it takes.
I liked that one HelloFresh meal that you did not want to try again. It's like the rice, zucchini.
I know what you're talking about.
Sour cream, whatever.
I feel like there was too much going on with that dish for me to, like, actively enjoy it, like, to be a new staple. Maybe we could try it again at some point. But I don't have, like, any set recipes I'm, like, dying to try, but, we have been doing the same 2 meals for our lunches.
Like, it's genuinely ridiculous.
That's what I just went grocery shopping for, and makes grocery shopping it does. Easy, but, I'm open to trying some new things and having some fun with different recipes. Weekend getaways and staycations are in.
Megan and I are in the process,
we're in the process of trying to plan a getaway. Like you said, we're just trying to kind of find, like, the little escapist moments in our, you know, corporate world that we all live in where we can have those little pockets of
vacation without taking vacation.
Yeah. So, you know, for us, that means we got to go within driving distance. Most places are going to be cold, so it's kind of going to be about embracing the cabin winter vibe with, like, the different places we're looking at and having, like, a cozy weekend in and exploring, like, a new little town, likely. Next, this is funny because I said this yesterday. I told you this was one of my inns before we were trying to go in to the brewery, and I was like, it's not that serious. That's like a mantra for this year. That's in. It's not that serious. And I said this kind of jokingly to Sierra yesterday with, like, we were waiting in her car for so long because, like, I cannot tell you how empty this parking lot looked compared to, like, there were people inside. So everyone must just carpool or Uber.
Like, or, like, that's have
what
walked.
Yeah, that's what I decided. But, like, we were just like, oh, my God, we're going to go inside and, like, no one's going to be inside. And what are we supposed to do? We're just trying to blend in. We can't blend in if no one's inside. And so we were just, like, waiting in the car for, like, quite a while. And then I was like, you know, my mantra for next year is, like, it's not that serious. As we're, like, making this, like, the most serious thing ever. So my goal, and, like, this applies to, like, many aspects. I feel like for dating, I kind of want to, like, take that mantra on a little bit. Not in the sense of, like, not having any care in the world of, like, who I'm dating, but just kind of, like,
it's not
I
that
don't
serious.
Need to envision my entire life with someone before even going on the first date. It's not that serious. So
I need to probably implement that as well.
Yeah. That's the motto. And it can apply to many aspects. Last few. This would be big of me, but small talk in. I, as a person, could work to be better at this. And yeah, it's, I think it would be just a good skill to work
just
on.
Just a muscle you gotta flex a little bit.
Yeah. And I feel like if you just kind of, like, find the groove, find the right questions to ask, like, once you kind of do it a few times, I think, like, it would automatically, like, just get easier and easier. And then,
yeah, I agree. I could probably implement that as well. I think the second someone that I don't know comes up to, like, talk to me, I'm just like, why are you doing this?
Like, I don't know you.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is not, again, we talked about this at the beginning. How do I expect to meet or talk to anyone ever if I desire friendship, relationships, anything with people that I do not already know? How else is this going to happen if I'm just like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah. Next in, Pinterest.
I love
I've
Pinterest.
I've been, like, I've never disliked Pinterest. I always appreciate and love Pinterest for what it is, but I sometimes just, like, find I'm going on it less and less, and I'm just like, no. Pinterest
Stay
is back
it.
In. It is good for outfit planning. It is good for inspo. It is good for
food.
Like, it has everything on there and more. And so I'm trying. I feel like I use it mostly as, like, a, like, an inspo board. And, like, that's
Oh, gee. I wonder what that's, it's almost like it's named after that.
Pinterest.
Pinspo.
And I've got two more ins. One, I guess I should have mentioned this earlier with, like, hosting, but, like, reaching out. I feel like that's going to be another in because I could be better at that. My last one. this was a random one. Getting shoes to match the outfit is
I need more shoes.
Year.
Oh, my God.
We just this was inspired probably in part by trying to find an outfit yesterday.
Like,
here's the thing. I could have cute little outfit. No shoes to match. Outfit is ruined. And I need to get better. This isn't me saying to, like, I don't want to, like, this is what, honestly, like, I don't like to over consume. So, like, I hold off on buying extra things. But there are things where it's, like, I need to find kind of, like, with different looks that I like,
what
am I noticing
shoes?
Are shoes that work well with them. And then, like, you know, picking out those few shoes that would give me a lot of use.
Yeah. Like, we don't need, you know, 5 black boots. We just need, like, here's your black boots. Here's your, you know, brown boots if you want them. Like, I just need more color options and more styles because there are certain outfits that I'm putting together. Like, for New Year's last night, I was trying to put an outfit together and I was like, these shoes do not work with the hemline of this pant, but it's also winter. And so, I, like, my shoe options are limited. So
ended up going with like little heels anyways.
Yeah.
So winter played no part.
Yeah. But it could have if I had the right shoe.
Those are my ins. Those are all of them.
All of my ins and outs have been said as well. Let us know your ins and outs of 2024. If you're watching the YouTube video, you can comment them just in the comments. If you are just listening, feel free to go to our Instagram. We have an Instagram post for this episode, hopefully up. You can comment your ins and outs on that.
Otherwise, we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.